This is HPR episode 2734 entitled, Mashpodder. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 19 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a poor rushed attempt at covering the excellent podcast client Mashpodder.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X. Welcome to this podcast. I'd like to start as usual by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. It's really a truly invaluable and unique service on these here intertubes. Hacker Public Radio is provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Why don't you pick up a microphone and record something yourself? It's really very easy. You can use your mobile phone, an MP3 player, a computer if you've got one, like I'm doing. Why don't you give it a go? I'm sure you've got something that might be interesting to us all. It could be just a few minutes or a big long rambly thing. Hopefully this isn't going to be like that. Well, it seems like a while since I've recorded something and I feel a bit rusty. And this is really a bit off the cuff. So hopefully it won't be too rambly. It all started when I've got a kind of server that I use. In fact, the only thing I use it for is now some old compact IPAC server, which I've mentioned before in a previous podcast. And nowadays I only use it for downloading podcasts. I use it for nothing else. And it's got a very old version of Ubuntu, and I should really upgrade, rebuild it, and I can't be bothered. I just don't have the time and too lazy. And I've been using, for a long, long time, HPodder, that's right. And the only reason I chose that, as I mentioned before, was because it could import iPodder, which I used before, HPodder. So HPodder is a in-cursors command line client thing that you can run. But recently, for some reason, it came back with an error, and I can't even remember what the error was. As I say, this is off the cuff, so I think it just locked up and wouldn't pick up any downloads. So I just gave up, and I went hunting for a replacement podcast client. And I think I created a list, actually. Have I got that here? No, I don't. I don't have the list here. I had a look at it, because I wanted something that was going to be an in-cursus command line thing. I didn't want something that had a graphical user interface. I wanted to run it as a startup and a script and just do its thing, and that was it. So I looked at a few options, and the other thing was that I couldn't have too many dependencies trying to install the thing, because the repos are probably long gone on this, I'd imagine, on this old version of Ubuntu. It's through lack of time and laziness that I was going down this route, and I think a lot of people actually use There's bash scripts going about that can do this sort of thing, and there's a famous bash podder, which so bash podder was written by Link. The problem with bash podder is for my particular needs is that it basically pulls all your podcasts into one directory for you to listen to give you some listening for the day sort of thing. Whereas I don't tend to listen to my podcast like that. I download each podcast feed into a separate folder, and then I'll listen to one until I've caught up, and then switch to another and listen to that till I catch up. And so I can be way behind. Time doesn't really matter. I sometimes mix and match as well, but I like them in separate folders for each feed. So that's how I do things. So that wasn't ideal, and I think other people found that an issue as well. And the infamous the great Ches Griffin I believe took Bash Podder and came up and mashed a few ideas that people were talking about, and produced the Mash Podder, hence the name Mash Podder. On a recent episode of Klaatu, in his GNU World Order, it was at season 12, episode, oh, I can't remember, 24, it could have been 24, not sure. I'll put it in the notes, on the show notes when I get down to it. He mentioned Ches Griffin, and he sort of said, "Oh, everything I learned today, I learned from Ches Griffin." And I must admit, when the series started, and I was just at that point in time where I was really, really keen on Linux. I still am, but I don't have the time these days. But I listened intently to every episode, and a great source of knowledge. Just looking at the script, it's a joy to read that, read and whatnot. So I basically got Mash Podder by Ches Griffin. So I'll just have a wee mash podder, yeah. And it's available on GitHub. I'm not I don't have a funny feeling it's now no longer maintained. It started in 2005, according to the notes I've got here. And as I say, one of the things it's got very few dependencies. It needs wget. Well, just about every Linux distribution's got wget. Curl, again, everything's got curl. And XSL tproc, again, that's pretty common as well. So I just needed to put this bash script in the right place, run it, and I was way to go sort of thing. I'm going to do a terrible job of explaining how to set it up. You'd be better just looking at you'd be better just looking at the website probably. So yeah, it's available from a GitHub host under Ches Griffin, Mash Podder. I'll put a link to it. Yeah, so I've just got a folder called Mash Podder, and the first file that you need to edit is the most is mp.conf, and that basically stores your feeds. So you just paste the feeds into there, and there's each line in the configuration file has three fields to it. So the first field, and they're separated by a space. So the first field is the URL to the RSS feed, I actually just copy and paste that from whatever, you know, to get the feed. Bit of space, and then a name that you want. It's really the name that the folder name that it's going to be stored in. So, for example, I've got, let's say I've got the Hacker Public Radio RSS feed, and then I put a space, and then I've just used the letters HPR. So that will generate a folder called HPR, and then you say, right, well, how many episodes do you want to check back? So I think that's what that does, and you can either for field three, that you can either have the option all, none, update, or a number. So all, with all, go through the whole feed, checking to see if it's been downloaded or not. Obviously, that takes a heck of a long time. None, well, that's like disabling the feed, so it won't download it. Update goes through the RSS feed episode by episode and records each episode into the log file, so that Mashbuddha thinks you've downloaded the episodes. It doesn't actually download them, it just brings it up to date, just a catch-up feature. I use this when catching up with HPR. Obviously, there's a lot of episodes, and actually took it a while to pick up all the episodes and mark them as downloaded, but didn't download them as explained. And the last number is how many episodes is to check back. So I've got mine set to 20. So it basically checks back 20 episodes, and if these have all been downloaded before, then nothing gets downloaded, basically. Or if any new episodes have appeared, then these get downloaded. So that works nice. So that's the configuration file. Three fields, URL, folder name, and a string with either all, none, update, or the number of episodes to check back on, basically. So that's quite straightforward. Now you've got the actual script itself. Now I moved that into I've got a scripts folder so that I can run this from anywhere, basically. And that's been added to my path statement. So the script itself, the way it's been set up, you've got a big chunk. There's lots and lots of comments, and the top part is to do with configuring the script, and then at a certain point you come to a comment where it says end user configuration, and then below that, no changes should be necessary below this line. So it's really just the top part you don't need to worry about, but it's certainly the stuff below that is interesting to look at, particularly if you want to and hone your skills at bash scripting. There's some gems you can pull out from this if you have the time and to look at this. I had a wee look myself, but again, time's the problem. So so the first setting is baster, and that just tells Bashbuddha where the base directory is for Bashbuddha, and you know, mine's just set to home files, Mashbuddha, for example. Next one is RSS file. That's telling you where's the RSS feeds stored. Well, they're stored in baster, which is the one you've just defined, /np.conf. And we mentioned that holds all the URLs. Podcaster, well, that's baster /podcasts. So that's where all my podcasts are stored. Create _podcaster. Equals one. Default one will create the directory for you if it does not exist. So you can turn that off if you like. And the reason for that is that it means it will fail and exit if the podcaster does not exist. And that might be useful if you've got a mounted share, for example. You wouldn't want it to go off and and create a directory in your at your mount point sort of thing if there's no share there. So that's quite a handy feature if you're doing that sort of thing. Date field dir. Well, I think that's again if you're using it like Bashboarder and storing everything in one folder for that day, you know, as I said to you, that's not the way I listen to podcasts. I have a folder for each feed location of temp dir. So temporary files are stored in base dir forward slash temp. Date string valid date format for date based archiving. So again, that's if you're using it, if you're archiving it by date, which I was just talking about, then you can do that. And parse enclosure, location of parse enclosure XLS file, base dir forward slash parse enclosure dot XSL. Just leave that as it is. Pod log, it says this is a critical file. This is the file that saves the name of every file downloaded or checks with the update option at np.conf. If you lose this file, then Mashburner should be able to automatically recreate it during the next run, but still a good idea to make sure the file is kept in a safe place. Default is base dir podcast.log, which is what mine is set to. PD log backup. Setting this option to 1 will create a date stamp backup of your podcast log file before new podcast files are downloaded. Well, that is the default is not to do that, so I've left it at that. First only means look to np.conf for whether to download or update. 1 will override np.conf and download the newest episode. Okay, so I've left the default, left that blank. M3U default means no M3U playlist file created. When we'll create it, well, I don't use playlists, so I'll leave that to blank. Daily playlist default is empty. It means no daily M3U playlist created. When we'll create an MP3, an M3U playlist, and podcast dir listing all the newly downloaded shows. That's fair enough. Update default means look to np.conf on whether to download or update. One will override np.conf, causing all feeds to be updated, meaning episodes will be marked as downloaded but not actually downloaded. And then the default for that is to be empty. Verbose default is empty, so it's quiet. I've got mine set to 1, so I can just see what's going on. It's just for now anyway. Wget quiet default is dash q. I've got that set to q, so you don't get output from wget. Wget timeout set to 30 seconds. That's fine. Left that as it is. Location of binaries. So wget is set to user bin wget. Curl is set to user bin curl. XSL tproc is set to user bin XSL tproc. And that's it. That's all there is. So there's only a few things to really change there, and you basically run it, and it creates, in my case, it creates a folder for each feed, and it just does its thing. And I think that's really all I've got to say on Mashbuilder, and isn't anything earth shattering. You know, it just does what it says in the tin, gets on with it, does its job. It's just great. So it's a great replacement to HBudder, and got me out of a sticky situation because I just couldn't face building this old server of mine again, rebuilding it. I should, I really should. I shouldn't be using this old version of Ubuntu, or Zubuntu, I think it is actually. But I just haven't got the time, and so that's that. I have a feeling this was very, very rambly. I do apologise. Hope it was of some use to somebody. Mashbuilder, if you're looking for an in-curses command line client for downloading podcasts, it's a ticket. Right, okay. I think that's about all I've got to say for this podcast. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.